4th Berkshire District Representative William Smitty Pignatelli has filed legislation to increase awareness of drunk driving in Massachusetts. The bill would mandate that those convicted of drunk driving offenses be issued a replacement driver's license for a temporary period of at least 2 years. The replacement license would display a prominent red stripe identifying the cardholder as a previous offender. Representative Pignatelli stated that the bill would not restrict alcohol sales, but raises awareness.
So that when you go into a package store or you go to a restaurant or a bar, and hopefully those bartenders and package owners would do their due diligence to card everybody, regardless of what they look like, how old they are, they would see that red stripe, and then they would make a good judgment call based on their reputation and understanding the liability factors if something tragic ever happened.
In addition, State Attorney General Martha Coakley and leaders of the House and Senate are seeking to close a loophole in what's known as Melanie's Law. The efforts come after a recent Supreme Judiciary Court decision that overturned license suspension of repeat offenders. In the Senate budget debates late last month, an amendment was passed to change language in Melanie's Law to increase penalties for a second offense. Pignatelli stated that his bill was brainstormed with aid from his constituents and the family of Moira Banks Dobson, a victim of a drunk driving accident in the Berkshire town of Sheffield, who was killed last year.
I think it's helped eliminate, if not reduce, the recidivism with drunk drivers, and I think that's really what we're trying to do. In the light of what the Attorney General and the House Judiciary Chairman are trying to do the last couple of weeks, and here we are on the brink of graduations and proms and everything else, I think raising the public awareness, and we as a society have to assume some responsibility in these efforts as well to try to corral and curb drunk drivers.
Pignatelli's red stripe bill is considered a late file. The former legislative sessions for both the Massachusetts House and Senate ends on July 31st. Jan Withers, national president of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, said that although the so-called red stripe laws could be helpful, other methods of preventing drunk driving continue to be at the forefront in the national fight against drunk drivers.
That is very appreciative of all the efforts to counter measures to help prevent drunk driving, but Matt is focused on efforts that have effectively shown through research to reduce drunk driving. So we are focusing our efforts on states to require alcohol ignition interlocks for all convicted offenders, and we're very supportive of high visibility law enforcement. We're really focused on the most effective measures that research has proven to be effective.
Lawmakers in neighboring New York are also pushing for stricter penalties for serial drunk drivers. Last month, the state Senate passed regulations that would enforce efforts to monitor repeat offenders with ignition interlocks. Ignition interlock systems prevent a vehicle from starting by testing the driver's breath for traces of alcohol. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.